Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Let's continue the conversation about Truckee's reopening in Nevada County, somewhat. The city's mayor, David Polivy, is on the phone. And Mayor Polivy, welcome back to Insight.
Thanks, Beth. How are you this morning? Thanks for having me.
Good. You probably have some rain and snow up there, but when we talked 3 weeks ago, your concern was about people on outdoor trails. Now, it's people back in town with some shops and restaurants reopening. So, how was this weekend in Truckee?
Well, it was really, really interesting. Yeah, you're right. We do have some rain and snow right now, and that kind of came in yesterday. But we did have a couple nice days in there, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we're definitely starting to see some of our businesses, I would say, slowly and tentatively reopen. Personally, a bit surprised that more businesses weren't open, and sort of just figuring out kind of what this all looks like. But, you know, there were people out, they were walking around, they were shopping, and really what I think we could do a little bit better at is a little bit more personal responsibility is if we're going to continue in this reopening plan. I think that's going to be important for everybody to remember.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, I think that there was a lot of just, I don't know where everybody was coming from. We did have a lot of locals out, but we definitely had a lot of visitors in town. And there was definitely, as our businesses are opening, and both between guidance from the state, county, and the town, there's been a pretty big emphasis on face coverings, both to protect yourself, but really also to protect all of the people around you and people working in some of these establishments. And there was definitely a predominant lack of face coverings, along with, you know, definitely a lot of gathering and stuff like that going on, that both I witnessed myself, but it came through loud and clear in a number of different messages to me and the town in general of, you know, trying to get the word out more. So that's going to be one of my goals for this week, is just trying to remind everybody that, you know, we're far from out of this, and there are some precautions that we all need to take, like face coverings and keeping, you know, these physical distances between people.
Mayor Polivy, I'm looking at an article from the Sierra Sun, and you are quoted as saying that you don't have the patience anymore for the mask, no mask conversation. So you could take this opportunity to state very clearly where you are on this, but it's important to talk about whether there is any mandate in the city or the county or the state regarding face masks.
Yeah, let's be clear. There's definitely no mandate, and I'm not here to tell anybody that there is going to be a mandate. What my message is that it is definitely best practice, and all of our businesses and all of everything that's happening in this reopening plan is incredibly, we're just moving at this pace right now where things are changing so quickly. And this public health crisis is very much still with us. There are still people testing positive. We are still seeing, you know, admittances to hospitals, not just in Truckee. I'm talking, you know, statewide and countywide. And whether or not, you know, you believe that a face covering is going to help or not, it's at least providing a sense of normalcy for those who are choosing to wear it, A, and B, it is an effort to protect a lot of the people that are out there on the front lines that are working every day, whether it's your, you know, stockers and checkers at the grocery store to, you know, your folks serving tables or making drinks or helping to put shoes away or put clothes back out on the rack. This is about Really, it's about taking some personal responsibility for yourself and also for those around you. And what I meant in that quote, as many quotes often get, is, you know, I'm not going to get into the, you know, First Amendment rights of people to not wear or not wear a face covering. That's okay. People can choose what they want. But if the business guidance, and at least that's been the guidance here in Truckee, and it's the guidance from Nevada County and all the way down from the state, which is, hey, businesses, we want you to reopen. We understand there's been economic catastrophe, you know, up and down the line. And if we're going to get back on our feet as a community and as an economy, there are just going to be some changes we all have to make. And what, you know, in a lot of businesses, mine included, we're just going to require our customers to cover their faces, to cover their mouths specifically. So that's why I'm not going to get into, you know, whether or not it's your right or my right. You know, it's whoever the business owner is, and those are just the determinations that each business is going to make to keep their employees safe, and to, you know, to keep their liability at a level they need to.
Well, I think you said a lot in what you just said. I'll remind everybody, you are a brand new mayor, just months into this job. And the last time you joined us, you called this an incredible challenge, which it is to everybody and anybody. So we'll continue these check-ins, Mayor Pahlavi. And I appreciate getting a bit of a glimpse into how things are in this first weekend. We've got Memorial Weekend coming up. So I think that will be another stage for all the open counties to really experience what this means.
Yeah, it's not slowing down. When I said it was a challenge 3 weeks ago, the challenges just keep coming, just in different forms. So thank you so much for having me, and stay safe out there, everybody.
Okay, you too. That's David Pahlavi. He is the mayor of Truckee, California, in Nevada County, which reopened in California's phase two last week. Ann Schwab is the mayor of Chico in Butte County, and Butte County was the first county to reopen under the governor's new guidelines. Mayor Schwab is joining us by phone. Hello, and welcome back to Insight.
Hello, Beth. Thanks for having me.
Can we start with the news that the county's public health officer, Dr. Andy Miller, is resigning? He's going to leave that position in July. So will you tell me what you know about the circumstances?
I know very little about the circumstances. You know, I'm in the city, and Dr. Miller works for the county. He has decided that he would like, I believe, to go back to private practice. He has served our county admirably through the lots of crises here in Duke County, the dam evacuation in Oroville,
the Oroville
campfire,
Dam
fire,
right.
And now the Oroville Dam, the campfire in Paradise that affected all of Duke County, and COVID-19. So I think he felt that this is the time for him to move back. He is given a date of July 1st, so that gives us some time to plan and prepare. So it's not a sudden departure, but it's a quick departure. Actually, I went to my own doctor for a checkup last week, and she was telling me how impressed she was and how thankful that she was that Dr. Miller was in his position, and that was prior to his announcement. So he has the faith of the community, but this is, you know, these are challenging times, and he's made a choice for himself and his family.
Well, I have another news story that I want to ask you about. And again, it's probably a more countywide picture, but there is a contact tracing underway related to a Mother's Day religious service. So what is the latest in this investigation? And I guess this service might have had upwards of 180 people with at least one positive test confirmed so far.
Yes, that's what I understand. There was a church in Palermo that had a Mother's Day gathering. They felt that it was important to their congregation to get together. The person who later turned out to be positive the day after had a test. She was not, or the person, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, had no signs. of being infected. However, the next day, the person showed signs of illness and had a test, and that came out positive. So the county is processing contact tracing, known who was at the event, so that is fortunate. It's unfortunate it was so large. So I understand all of the people that did attend the church service are asked to stay in self-isolation for 14 days to prevent the spread.
All right, well, let me shift to the reopening. And what was Chico like over the weekend? And what about people going back to restaurants?
Well, we had mixed opening. Several restaurants have felt that they needed to get prepared prior to opening. However, some did open. It was scheduled to be Chico State's graduation weekend, so we had quite a few students who came up to celebrate graduation. Most likely to move out of their homes and apartments, since next fall classes at Chico State will, for the most part, be virtual online classes. There will be some limited face-to-face classes for experiential learning, laboratories, and whatnot. So I think the restaurants that did choose to reopen, not all of them were fully prepared for the mitigations that they needed to have in place. Number of people inside the facility, the waiting lines outside. There were people who were not social distancing. They were not wearing masks. So that is a concern.
It seems like it is proceeding cautiously in the places that we've checked in. Did you yourself go out to dinner at a restaurant and dine in?
No.
Okay.
No. I did have a date night and did dine in. We in the restaurant that we went to or to get the takeout has chosen not to reopen yet either. So the businesses are being very cautious. They want to make sure that the people that work for them, their employees, are going to be healthy. They want to make sure their customers are going to be healthy. Who would want to have a news break that anybody that visited a certain business might be subject to COVID-19?
Right. Well, Mayor Schwab, we'll continue to check in with you. Thanks so much for joining us for a bit of your time today on Insight. You take care.
Okay, thank you very much, Beth.
Thanks a lot. That is Ann Schwab. She's the mayor of Chico. 22 counties, as I said, have the green light from the state to reopen in phase two. Sacramento County's not on that list, so the capital city is still essentially closed. Sacramento's mayor, Daryl Steinberg, is standing by. Mayor Steinberg, glad to have you back on the program today.
Thank you, Beth.
So how involved are you in this self-attesting process for the county, and what is the status of it?
Well, I'm involved in that. I'm in constant contact with Dr. Bielenson and with the county officials. I think this is progressing. I think this week you will see some changes. Of course, it's all dependent upon the state issuing revised guidelines, because, as you know, Sacramento County actually meets most of the existing state criteria with one significant exception. The state guidelines currently say a county cannot have had a single death in the last 2 weeks. And even though we've done remarkably well in Sacramento, people, unfortunately and tragically, are still dying in small numbers. And so until that changes, and I do anticipate that it will change, Sacramento is not able to formally move forward. But look, we're at a place now where the facts are pretty clear. We do not have a national testing strategy. We don't have a reliable antibody test. And so now what we do is we engage in a series of vital but controlled experiments to reopen. and to reopen with caution, with the right kind of safety protocols. And we examine the impact every day, every couple of days, every week, and then hopefully continue to inch forward and not go backwards.
So with the exception of that criteria, where there is not supposed to have been a life lost in the last 2 weeks, is Sacramento County otherwise poised and ready for this Phase 2 reopening?
I believe so. They still, and we've been working with the county to hire enough and train enough so-called contact tracers. I know they've got 30-something, but I think they are prepared to increase that pretty rapidly. So the answer is yes. We could go. The county can go. And, of course, it's a county decision, and ultimately the attestation has to be approved by the County Board of Supervisors. And I anticipate that they are ready to go. And it is time. But it's all about, as we've talked about before, it's not the if. It's increasingly not becoming the when. It's the how. And I am both enthusiastic about moving forward and cautious at the same time, because we have to do it right. The right protocols within restaurants, for example, in terms of distancing and sanitation. But it's more than just what we open. It's how we all act when we're out in public in any way, because masks ought to be part of the required regimen here as we reopen in any public setting, because we have got to now up our game if we're going to reopen. And it's the combination of greater vigilance, more reopening, that will allow us to keep going forward again and not go backwards.
Mayor Steinberg, I don't want to spend all of our time on masks, but I'm looking at, for example, an email, one of many emails to our newsroom and questions we get, saying, ask the Sacramento County Health Officer why she won't make masks mandatory for customers in retail establishments. You have spoken out in favor of masks. Is this a tug of war between county and city, or what's happening on the mask issue?
No, I anticipate, again, that hopefully this week, if the county, and I believe they will, considers a more broad reopening, again, after the state acts, that a tighter mask requirement, so to speak, will be part of that broader reopening, because it has to be. Now, it may be nuanced, but here's the basic idea. When you are out in public, amidst a large group of people, you should be wearing a mask, period. And this is not just about you or about the people you are around, but I think about the unemployed worker. I think about that struggling small business. If there is an outbreak because we didn't take every precaution outside of a particular industry or a particular business, and there is a spike, and that forces then a stay-at-home order to be reimposed, that hurts the worker, that hurts the small business who may have had nothing to do with the outbreak. And so it is crucial to bring back our economy, and that's what's most important now, in addition to the public health, that we up our game when it comes to our vigilance around physical distancing, but also taking those extra precautions. Masks should be mandatory, not in every literal setting, but when you're out in public. And I believe that the county, when they broaden the order, which I support, will also impose a stricter mask requirement.
Okay, quickly. The governor has stopped his daily press conferences, although we will have one today. Are we going to hear revised guidelines, do you believe, today?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if we did. I know that there have been very intensive conversations going on both at the state level and between the state and various counties, including our county. And so I believe whether it's today or the next several days, that there is at least going to be some serious discussion about revising the state order. And again, I understand why the state did what it did. Basically, in saying that you can't have had a death in the last 2 weeks, what they were really saying was, let's start with smaller counties, and let's see whether a broader order will lead to a spike. And if it doesn't, then I think that requirement gets relaxed so that the larger counties like Sacramento could also open. Well, we've had, what, about a week where the 22 counties now have been able to open up. I don't know that we've seen big spikes. It may not be enough time.
Right, and it was only a handful. I think it was only seven at the beginning. So
it was only seven at the beginning, yeah. Correct. But I think there's understandable pressure. Look, the pressure is not about and should not be about the inconvenience to us or our lives. I mean, if we have to live differently where we can't get to do everything we want to do, but the public health is protected, that's a worthy trade-off. But it is different when we are talking about the massive economic pain that working people and small businesses are experiencing, because that too has a public health impact. And so as long as we are focused on helping people get back to work in a safe way, and we add those tighter protocols like the mask requirement, I think it's important to go forward, and I think that's what's going to happen this week.
Okay, Mayor Steinberg, I have about a minute, but there are two things I want to ask you about. Specialties Cafe and Bakery on Capitol Mall is among the businesses not making it through this time. That was an announcement that came from their chain today. Do you have a rough idea of how many others? Are you seeing a few? Are you seeing dozens? Are you seeing groups of tens of businesses that are not going to make it?
Well, it's hard yet to know because not many have made that announcement.
Okay.
But I anticipate that there will be dozens. Of course, yes, you can't shut down in this way, even with some of the federal assistance and even the local assistance, and not expect that there are going to be businesses that plain are not going to make it. And that's terrible and a tragedy. We stand ready with our stimulus dollars here in Sacramento to help as many small businesses as we can, and more will survive than not, but some
okay.
will not.
Mayor Steinberg, last question. You were tested for COVID-19 on Friday. I don't believe this was a rapid test, but would you just tell me about the testing and the status of it?
Well, I did it because I wanted to show people that it was not that big of a deal. It, you know, they put a little swab up your nose, it tickles for a second or two, and then it's done. And I don't have the results yet. I'm sure I'm fine. But we now have these three community clinics that are open during various times of the week in the middle of our diverse communities of Sacramento, North and South. And it is important that people know they can get tested. And you don't have to be symptomatic. Please get tested. There's enough tests now for people to make an appointment and show up. And you can assure yourself and your family, and it's part of our return to work.
All right,
approach.
Mayor Steinberg, let's leave it there for today. But thanks so much for your time, and you take care.
You too, Beth. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. The Uplift is next. This one, we'll look ahead to Memorial Day. Stay with us.